The Traveler's Journal, August 20th. Looking for adventure and whatever comes our way. Though the easy rider image and lure of the open road remain big attractions, motorcycle touring is no longer just a youthful rite of passage. It's a pastime for many older, more affluent individuals. They ride solo or in groups, with the most popular format being mixed doubles. In fact, female riders are the fastest-growing segment of the motorcycle market. The machines folks ride these days have also come a long way. Their Goldwings and Electroglides are equipped with a list of luxury features that rival the finest automobiles. Instead of traditional riding leathers, many folks are decked out in Gore-Tex and electrically heated suits. But since skill and experience still count, most states require instructional programs before they license novice riders. Finding a great place to ride is the easy part. Favorite domestic routes include California's Coastal Highway 1, the Ozark Mountains, Virginia's Blue Ridge Parkway, and the lonely roads of Minnesota's Boundary Waters. One well-kept secret is Wayne National Forest in Ohio's southeast corner, known as Little Switzerland. The real Switzerland is also rich with great rides. In fact, when on a motorcycle most places in Europe, taking the shortest distance between two points is almost sacrilegious. The International Directory of Motorcycle Touring now lists over 100 tour operators who organize trips on every continent but Antarctica. So you can tackle a Trans-Sahara crossing without having been born to be wild. You can visit us online at travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.